Thank you. That was great. That's In the Garden is one of my favorite hymns too. So, a little girl had recently received a gift from parents. One, a new watch and a bottle of perfume. When a family asked the pastor over for dinner, the girl badly wanted to tell the pastor about her new gift, new watch and the perfume. But her mother insisted that she wait until the dinner is over, not interrupting the mealtime. Not wanting to disobey, but not able to contain her excitement, the little girl leaned over to the pastor during the dinner, and she whispered to him, saying, "If you hear a little noise and smell something, it's me." I'm still learning some new words in English. Some words I learned painfully a couple of weeks ago. Someone keyed my car. I didn't know that word key used that purpose.
Keyed it.
I think that's an evil thing, you know. And I learned some English idioms as well. It's very interesting to see how the idioms describe the perspective using language to make it more visible and understandable. Some idioms, I found it very interesting. For example, idiom like an elephant in the room. Have you heard that? An elephant in the room. It's very interesting. A huge elephant in the room, but nobody. People pretending, not looking at it. Another similar idioms, sweep under the rug. I found it very interesting. I mention these idioms because I want to talk about something that I never mentioned. You probably heard it, but I have never mentioned about what's happening in our denomination. It's called disaffiliation. Because of a certain theological perspective, some United Methodist churches wanted to cut the relationship with the denomination. The term disaffiliation and all this process is complicated. While they are in the process of disaffiliation, many churches are struggling. Many churches are fighting over within the congregation. I have not really mentioned a single thing about it because it's hard. Heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. Some churches I saw fight over this issue, and they ended up splitting all church. And some churches, they close up. They close the church. It's really heartbreaking situation. You know, it's really hard to build up a church. Amen? It's really hard to build up. We witnessed last Sunday, the missionaries, Navarros, in Taiwan, they are really working so hard. They spend so much effort and energy and time trying to build up a church. And people are destroying it over certain theological perspective. What is a church? What is church? We all know church is not a building. We all know this gathering of God's people is the church. Amen? We are the church. But somehow in this generation, many churches try to build huge industry. Like a Babel Tower. So church, I think it's time to rethink about what church really is. In the Old Testament, the church, the word for church is two words I can find in the Old Testament about church. One is kahal. Kahal. Meaning, kahal is a community called by God. A community called by God. A church is gathered and called by God. It's kahal in Old Testament. So community of being called by God is a church. Another word we can find in Old Testament is eda. Means a place or gathering initiated and appointed by God. It's a church, Eda. In the New Testament, we all know what church, the words, ecclesia, right? In the word ecclesia, there are two parts of this word ecclesia. Ek means something from, ecclesia means the same thing, people are called by God. So from people called by God and building up the church, that's ecclesia, gathering of people, God's people, called by God, that's a church in New Testament. But church these days are facing tremendous challenges. So many unexpected things happening, including COVID situation 3 years. Because of all the difficult situation, church got hurt and challenged. Some churches closed. The fact is we have to refocus. We have to refocus the true meaning of church. The foundation of church that we may lost. I don't know whether you remember the message that I preached several months ago. You probably don't remember, right? About getting used to it. Remember? No? Once we getting used to it, we lost the foundation of it. Once we getting used to it, we lost the appreciation. Once we are getting used to it, we lost the spirit of gratitude. Remember when I came here last year, I mentioned that this is beautiful weather. I love it. Thank you, God. But a few months later, I found myself getting used to it, this weather. So my appreciation and gratitude slowly going down and even turned to, oh, I deserve it, nothing special. So getting used to it is the dangerous thing. When we're getting used to church, that's another story. When we're getting used to church, then we are losing the foundation of church. Sometimes we try to become too comfortable in getting used to it. And church slowly became something else. Today's verse 11 and 12, he himself granted that some are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the saint for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. Building what? The body of Christ. Church is not building our bodies, what we're comfortable with, what we're familiar with. Church is building up the body of Christ. Verse 13 and 14, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of full stature of Christ, we must no longer be children, and following the definition of children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery and their craftiness and deceitful shaming. Church is not supposed to do that. But a lot of churches, the trend of this world, come into the church and totally destroying the church. Actually, we did not read verse 1 through 6. In those verses, Apostle Paul described the seven words for church: body, spirit, hope, Lord, faith, baptism, and God. Those seven words describe church, about church. Think about these words: body, spirit, hope, Lord, faith, baptism, and God. Of course, church is not the building, but church is something alive. Church is life form. It's not just a dead stone. It's a church is a life form of God, who is moving. Not just a still, moving, communicating, praying for each other, doing God's ministry. That's a church. But these days, a lot of churches fighting over certain theological perspective. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we all know that we call it love chapter, right? There are beautiful words about love. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. Love never ends. Isn't that beautiful? And if you have a prophetic power and understand all the mystery and all kind of knowledge, but you don't have love, and you're nothing. Even if you have a prophetic power, certain knowledge and understanding, if you don't have love, it's nothing. Think about intention of Apostle Paul writing this letter to Corinth. What happened in Corinth, church in Corinth? Why Paul, Apostle Paul, write it, this certain letter to church in Corinth? Because they are fighting in the church. They are arguing over some understanding, some practice, faith practices. They're fighting in the congregation. So that's why Paul wrote this letter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You should have love. Love should be the priority in the church. Do we have love in as our priority? My tongue is not working today. We see the trend of churches. They picked certain theology over love. They picked politics over love. They picked, I mentioned this before, Second Amendment over the commandment of Jesus Christ. That's church, the trend of this generation. But think about what Jesus said. Love your neighbor, love your God, and even love your enemy. Or some people, enemies. Churches are supposed to be a gathering of God's people who are working together to build the kingdom of God. So church, instead of focusing on imperfect theology, instead of focusing on one-sided perspective and understanding, as a church, we need to really focus on what our Lord Jesus Christ told us to do. Think about it. When I prepared this message, if Jesus thought that the human sexuality issue is extremely important, it's important enough that church could close down and divide and separate whatever, then Jesus would have mentioned it. If that issue is so important that church could affect, then Jesus probably mentioned in his words. But I never found any word from our Lord Jesus Christ addressing that issue. Remember, a woman who committed adultery was brought out to the street court for punishment of stoning. Even in that place, the message of Jesus Christ was addressing forgiveness. Forgiveness. So church, let's refocus the foundation of church. We need to make church a church. We need to repent, to go back to the foundation and basic of church that our Lord Jesus Christ was originally intended to build. Paul wrote this letter to Church of Ephesus. He emphasized about become a real church in his letter. But, you know, church in Ephesus was very good church. Good example of other early churches. Exemplary church. There's another word that I learned. But Apostle Paul keep encouraging to think about it, the church becoming the true church. The true church is when God's people gather to follow God's will and gather together to build the kingdom of God with all of our hearts and mind. That's a church. For that, you and I are called. God called you and I to build up a great, true, meaningful church. I mentioned that it's like a puzzle. There's a beautiful puzzle piece, puzzle that God created, and God put each one of us put it in a puzzle to make complete. That's what we are called to be a church. I really pray that you and I together will be able to fulfill the part of entrusted to us to restore and rebuild the true church that we may have forgotten because we are too getting used to it. So church, let's build the kingdom of God together. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the message that you've given us this morning. God, we are comfortable, somewhat comfortable and getting used to of church, being a church. But you encourage us to rethink about church. What we do, whom we follow. God, help us to refocus. Help us to return, repent, so that we can truly follow you for the kingdom of God. Help us, God, to be your church together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.